Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, I got more advice for people without character sheets. So we'll talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
A minute. All right. This is one of those, I kind of had an epiphany on this one, or probably maybe the stupidest thing I ever thought of. This goes under the category of, it sounds like a good idea at the time, and it may still be a good idea, but I talked earlier in the previous episode about not having a character sheet and how you could get around that if you're at the game. Also, you know, another way you can get around that is if your game master actually has a few stats of yours. Usually they want to know, they don't have everything, but they usually, or if they have a copy of your character sheet, but usually they want to know your name, class level, race, armor class, and movement. And that's about it. So if you can get that from your game master, you're ahead of the game. But another way to do it is to grab a monster manual, grab a monster book, and say you're playing D. I'm going to assume you're playing D&D because it makes it easier for me to talk about this. And why don't you take monster stats? I don't mean literally take monster stats, but you can if you can find so. You know how they say, There are people who want to make up their own monsters, and they say, like, grab a bear or an owl bear and base it off of that, and then use that for your base stats and then extrapolate from that. Add stuff, take away stuff, that stuff. Okay, fine. Now, I'm not telling you to do that for a player, for a character, but if you can find something in a book that's close enough to what you're using as a character, then try and glean off of that. For instance, I just pulled out my AD&D first edition monster manual. Okay? All the monsters you could ever need for AD&D first edition. All right, fine. I just turned a page that said succubus. I guess that might work, but there are certain monster books where you can find a category of human or dwarf or elf. I know there's some in here. I've seen dwarf. he's a flesh golem too. But if you look in here at this monster manual, and you find men, a category men, and it gives you examples of stats for men. Different kinds of men. There's bandits or brigands, berserker, buccaneer or pirate, caveman, tribesman, dervish, merchant, pilgrim. And that's like, there's about four pages of men. And yeah, it's written in Monster Manualese. You know, you got frequency, number of appearing, armor class, move, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're going to do the way I told you about in the last show, you know, about the stats and all that stuff, you can glean stuff off of this, like armor class and movement. In fact, this would make your life a lot easier if you have to come up with a character on the fly. Say your other character died, and you want to hurry up and come up with a character. roll your stats, look at some of these layouts here, and you can figure out what you want to use. I grab Berserker here to use for any kind of fighting man. And they have a decent armor class and a move. And also hit dice. Now, hit dice, depending on, like, say you're playing the current edition or Castles and Crusades or something like that, we have variable hit dice. What I mean by that is, in the old editions, like 1st and 2nd edition, you had a D8 for hit dice for all the monsters. They all had D8s. I think I can think of one that had a D10. And that was way in 2nd edition, that was Death Knights. But, you know, and do that if you want to do, you figure out number of hit dice gives you a good ballpark. You figure out what the number of hit dice is, and then you can translate that to, you know, grab the rule book and say, okay, fighters have a D8. Oh, just happened to be a D8. Or magic users do a D4 and stuff like that. So just find another number of hit dice and use that die. Use those dice to roll them. And that would get you pretty far. Armor class, just write your armor class down. Figure it out later. If you need to go right now, just figure, tell the GM should let you figure it out later, basically. And I'm looking through these books, and there's all sorts of, you know, stuff you can take. Just, it's basically the stats you have for the monster to translate it into a human or a character, a class, a whatever. It's great for NPCs too. You know, that 4 pages on men, man, that would be so handy for stuff. So handy. I could adapt anything, you know, any kind of NPC out of it. And it's just great. It's fantastic. I got a merchant here. Okay. See what we got. We got move C below, armor class C below. Well, that didn't help. Let's take a look again. I guess the normal peasant types there, or normal people, they just kind of like, okay, do this. There's a lot of C belows on here, but the basic stuff like berserkers, same with bandits. I don't know why berserkers have but I would grab the berserker and just, okay, here we'll go. Buccaneer. Again, it's get a move of 12. They got a move of 12 inches. Okay, fine. Hit dice. One, it says 1 to 6 hit points. That means a D6. So you do it that way. Caveman, okay? Hit dice 2, 1. Parentheses 1. I'd take the 2 and just, okay, caveman, and he's got an armor class of 8 or 7. I think it depends on, you know, there's a variation there. You know, they've got intelligence low to average. That's part of your stats, so I wouldn't deal with that. But like I said, look through this stuff, especially if they have humans or men or dwarves or elves or halflings or whatever in these books, and you can extrapolate from there to between what I told you last time about, you know, the stats and all that kind of stuff, and what you got in the monster book, you can come up with a decent character for that nice play. Like I said, this is all about you forgot your character sheet. And now when I turn it around, it can also be for a quick NPC. You know, if you want to do an NPC, just a normal NPC, I just use these stats to tell you the truth. And a lot of them, I mean, basic D&D is even easier. It's got about half the stats of the first edition. So then there's that. But anyway, I just wanted to drop that off here. So you could use that, another way of doing your character. And I'm sure a GM would probably let you do that just to keep the game going. And, you know, it's helpful. Anyway. Okay, well, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for single donations. My Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com. Buy me a coffee. ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. Or my PayPal tip jar if you want to go that way. PayPal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people. They give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Soares, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you. For other good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Young, Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Lurton's Bandits Keep podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.